We are beginning this week a six-week series on what have been adopted by the elders of Calvary as core values of the church. Over the last year, the elders have met on several occasions to talk about, to pray about, to read about what should be the core values, the things that drive us as a congregation today and moving forward. We're all motivated by something. Most of us are motivated by several things, if you think about it in your life. Why does someone tell the truth, for instance, in difficult circumstances? Well, because they value integrity. They're motivated by integrity. To get behind it further, they might be motivated by depth in relationships. Right? They're motivated by having a depth of relationships, and if they're dishonest, they may not have that relationship they would want. Why would someone want to go to college? Well, they might be motivated by achievement or continual self-improvement or motivated by knowledge or motivated by pleasing their parents. Any of a number of things can motivate us to do what we do, right? These motivations are the values we hold. The motivations behind what we do are the values we hold. And so when we talk about core values as a church, they are an expression of gospel-driven motivations that articulate the why of what we do. They articulate the why of what we do. They're gospel-driven motivations. So, for instance, why do we worship each and every Sunday together? Why do we gather in small groups each week? Why do we give time and money and service to people inside and outside of the church? Why do we do those things? The answer to these and questions like these come from core motivations in our lives. They come from what we call core values. So core values then are a sort of boundary for us as a church where we can ask ourselves, are we being motivated by gospel-driven values or are we being motivated by something else? Maybe it's fear or maybe it's acclaim or any of a number of things that we may be driven by that are not gospel-driven motivations. How do people view me? I want people to like me or appreciate me or to think I'm great. Right? So our motivations, we want them to be gospel-driven, which means we don't just make them up. So for the next 6 weeks, we'll be preaching on our core values one at a time. And the thing is, as we enter into this, that I want to say to you is, these core values, they're not designed to be novel. I had a professor one time that said to us, if you have a novel idea, brothers, you're probably wrong. And I think he's right when it comes to the Scriptures. Nor are these core values to operate in a compartment. In other words, these core values that are going to be rolled out over the next 6 weeks that we're going to talk about, we're going to get behind the biblical witness of these core values, they hang together. They're like a system. If you take one of them away, the whole system crumbles. And that's one thing that we as elders began to discover over time as we had discussions about these things, as we prayed about these things. We would say, is this category, is this or that? And the answer often, Tom, is what?
Both.
Yes. The answer is yes, both, right? To his consternation often. But we still love one another. And so we will find together that these core values are driven by the gospel. They hang together. And again, they're not designed to be novel. So you may go to any of a number of churches who will express their core values in a different way. But what you'll find is they're using language that is common language to them, common language they understand. It shows maybe a flavor that gets behind what we're really driven by, what we're motivated by. But if you're in a gospel-centered church, those core values will not be all that different from place to place. They will not be all that different. They just may be articulated in a little bit different kind of way. Does that make sense? And we found this as we were doing this together. And so this morning we will begin with our first core value, which is the Lordship of Christ. That Jesus himself is over all things. And so as we enter into this together, I ask you to pray with me that the Lord would open our hearts and that he would give us patience with his word, patience with one another, and that he would give us great joy as we see what Christ is doing in and through this place. Let's pray.